begin another week for some of you. Began for us a couple of hours ago, but for you, this could be the start of another good day. So may I suggest that you think about the start of the day by giving thanks for your amazing life, for the amazing realities that you have, your children, your friends, the things that you have had and perhaps will take place in your life today, tomorrow, this week, this month, Christmas coming next week. Christmas next week. Oh, my God. That's almost laughable, isn't it? It is. Christmas, the new year. Look at your calendar, boys and girls. The new year is 2 weeks and 2 days away. From right here, right now. Huh. 2 weeks and 2 days from now. The beginning of another chance for you to get it right. For us all to get it right. Be thankful that you have another chance. Got another chance to make it right today, right now, right here. So does that mean we can fix the problems that we have created ourselves? In a way, yep, we always have a second chance, third chance, fourth chance. You just take it. You need to take it. I was talking earlier about how many people are listening to the radio these days. There are a lot of folks who have become less than enamored with the conversations on the radio because they aren't the conversations that I grew up with on the radio either. I've grown up on, I've grown up on the radio, having been on the radio since I was 17 years of age. Consistently, since I was 17, I've been on the air. And maybe that's why I'm comfortable in my own skin expressing myself. I've been doing the spoken word conversational programs on the air since 1974. And before that, I was like Kenny, played some music on the air at some pretty good stations. I cut my teeth on a wonderful little station in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, WGTF. It's where I first started to be as I am in terms of having a presence on the radio. And I'm so proud of those days now, and I look back at them because I learned everything that I could. And that, I think, has carried me well through the years that I have matured on the air and have then been able to host and control and run and own a radio program like this. I'm the only one like it in the country now in this way. So this is not about me. I'm bringing it to your attention because I'm concerned about what we're hearing on the radio. The conversation that Rush Limbaugh had about Sandra Fluke cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars last year as an independent producer. Cost him money, cost his company money, cost radio stations money. Now, there have been examples you hear people trying to push the envelope even further. I don't know whether it's because they think they're cute, they're trying to make a name for themselves, or they're just plain stupid. And so after I've said be thankful, I'm thankful that I have this opportunity to speak with you every day. And I hope you're thankful that you have the opportunity to listen to a lot of different points of view on this program, whether they be from some of the input that we have from callers. Sometimes we monitor other radio programs and play a little bit of what other people are thinking, depending on the issue. Jennifer Horn is normally here to express herself wonderfully. I'm so thankful that I have her around. Ken Kessler is here with me. The other people who participate with me, I'm thankful to have Rich McFadden as a part of the program, even though he's really been gone for 6 months because of his cancer treatment. He's helped to bring this around to being one of the most unique ways of hearing personal expression in the country. And that's a very important thing for us to maintain. You know, people talk about maintaining their gun rights, Second Amendment rights. First Amendment, freedom of speech. Second Amendment is gun. I said earlier, the program is brought to you by the First Amendment, then I said Second Amendment, and maybe it's the whole Constitution. But when we're so wrapped up in things like this Colorado shooting, the violence that presents itself that is a part of our culture today, there are people who use words that create as much harm and as much violence, I believe. The most recent example is a moron, and I use that term sort of lightly. It isn't my mother used to say sticks and stones and all that stuff, is a radio host, and I don't really know John DePietro very well. He works at WPRO in Providence. He has been suspended by his radio station. He is the perfect example of why advertising agencies, and you don't speak your program perhaps to them, but without advertiser support, you don't get very far. And I have advertisers, advertising companies who want to have advertising on this program because it's pretty listener friendly, but they won't because this program airs on stations that carry Limbaugh, Hannity, Glenn Beck, Levin. And because they've determined that Limbaugh is a danger to society because of his acid tongue, they're not going to support the radio station. Now, that's their right. But there are plenty of good things that happen listening to the Limbaugh show. Plenty of good things that happen listening to Glenn and Sean. I'm not sure. I think the same of Levin. I actually think he's quite an interesting guy, and I like him. But I don't care for what he does on the air. But that's just me. I don't like a lot of stuff that Sean does on the air. But I love the guy. I think he's a great guy. Limbaugh changed a lot in the last few years. Some of it, the personal side versus what he does on the air. All of that having been said, the essence is this is a free country. We ought to be able to say what we want. But then you have the undercurrent that happens after guys like DePietro go on the air. I mean, lesson number one in how not to talk to women. This guy called people who were protesting. a number of things that were going on in Providence, and the mayor was stepping on some toes, yada, yada, yada. Well, anyway, this guy called the protesters, and there were women mostly doing the protesting, parasites, cockroaches, union hags, and whores. And after he did that, the governor of Rhode Island said, we're going to protest the radio station and not have anybody that works for the state of Rhode Island on that radio station until he's gone. Now, okay, so you expect that. Maybe you expect it from the Democrats. Now the Republicans are on the same bandwagon saying, how can you support somebody who speaks about women this way? And there are people who are asking the folks that own the radio station to take some action, and the mayor of one of the towns in Rhode Island says he stepped over the line too many times, this is enough already. He was fired when he was in Boston for the same kind of name-calling. He referred to the head of the Rainbow Coalition as a fat lesbian. I mean, I chuckle about this, but it's not. I chuckle about it because he's so stupid. And this really goes back to what we expect. The more outrageous it seems that people who are doing this for a living on radio stations who are licensed by the federal government, and they're always threatening, we're going to look at the new. I mean, the FCC, you heard me talking last week about the FCC looking into news coverage on radio and television stations. They have no business doing that. What people have is a right to expect that they can find what they want. If they don't, they turn the radio off. But in this case, I guess, I don't know whether the guy should be fired or not. It's not my call. If he were working for me, I wouldn't have hired him to begin with because I think the guy's just kind of not very smart. And I think it's pretty obvious that we ought to, despite some of the email, I think it was last week at this time, Kenny, wasn't I reading an email from a guy who thought I was pretty stupid because of whatever it was. I forget what we were talking about, but I'm a pretty dumb guy. I'm actually a pretty smart guy, and I don't crow about it, but I have a healthy mind and a healthy IQ and a healthy way of understanding what I think are the important issues of the day. And thus, we have our approach on the Good Day program, which is mostly trying to find good things in places where there's not a lot of good. And I don't think DePietro adds to the conversation or finds anything that's good. Is there anything good coming out of the conversation of what happened in Colorado last Friday where this young 18-year-old goes and spends? We did a little research to find out how much it costs to buy a shotgun. Well over $300 by the time you buy the gun itself and the ammunition that goes in it. He had a machete. Let's see, what else did he have when he walked in there? But he only had one gun, right? He had Molotov cocktails in his backpack. Right. So what would he have spent? $400 for that? And all that, maybe more? So where did he get the money? I'm thinking, where did this kid come up with that kind of dough? Did he have a job? I don't think we found that out yet, have we?
I haven't seen anything about it.
No.
About where he got the money or anybody even talking about it.
Yeah.
I know when I was his age, I was lucky to have $10 to buy a new record album. I can't imagine that I would have had several hundred dollars. I don't know where I would have gotten that.
I didn't have it. I'm a generation ahead of you in terms of age. And I don't know. I'm thinking back as you said that when I was in high school, I had three jobs. And did I have $10 in my pocket at any one time? I'm trying to think. I don't think I did. But then we made a lot less money then. But even so, in the equivalency, if a kid's working at 18 for minimum wage and he's in school, so how much can he work a week? 20 hours, 25 hours? That's $140, $150, $160 a week. You can save up a couple, 3 weeks. If you don't do anything else with the money, I guess you can go get a gun that way. Anyway, I engage you in a thought in sort of a backwards way, but it's worth thinking about it this way. 19 after the hour, and good day.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Hurry! Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Merry Christmas to our friends that are listening in Nevada this morning. Hi to Boise, Idaho, Taos, New Mexico, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Pocatello, Idaho. A lot of people in the Knoxville area listening to Good Day Today. Hello. Thank you. Nice to have you on the air. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler, Jennifer's off today. She had a family Christmas event. That's how she described it. An event last night. And I think there aren't many people who have the constitution that I do, and I don't say that in any sort of puffery. I just I can sleep for a couple of hours and I'm fine and get a nap during the day and I'm okay. Jennifer up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and works all day with her father and her family's business after she'd been on the air with us 4 hours a day. So I cut her a lot of slack, mostly because she's a wonderful person. She's really extraordinarily helpful to the event that we call the Good Day Program. 24 after the hour, one of the things that I am thankful for, and I say this acknowledging what I asked you to think about earlier on, people like Ken Kessler and Evan and Richie and Michael and Roberta and all the folks that are here with me every day grinding away, but it doesn't seem like a grind most of the time. I'm sure, Kenny, maybe to you, maybe it does seem like a grind because it gets to be long and the hours are tough. Does it ever feel like a grind? To honestly,
It feels like a grind when there's some big tragic event because I get really immersed in it to get everything prepared so that, and then we talk about it. So it's hard to, that makes it feel, when that happens, when, like a year ago, with the Sandy Hook shooting, I was in the news, I was hearing hosts, I was hearing calls, I was just buried in it before we got on the air, mm-hmm. and then we talked about it, and it was, that when it's hard to get away from something, that makes it tough. But otherwise, especially at this time of year, with all of the Christmas music and everything, I really enjoy that. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you've done a great deal on your own to set up the Sounds of Christmas website, and I encourage people to go to soundofchristmas.com. It's Kenny's website. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Christmas songs there. The variety is great. You can set it up just like you could anything else. You got an app. You download it. It's really very cool. Or go to soundsofchristmas.com. All right, so from the thinking about how good it is because of the sounds of Christmas to just having a smile because the folks that do late night television for the most part are pretty amusing, I find Jay Leno to be on the top of that. If I rate them, it's Leno first, Conan second. Now, isn't that funny? Because I used to not have much use for Conan. People chuckle about the fact that I embrace him. I just think he's matured some. All right, so Lennon and Fallon here.
Adam! political correctness, of course, full swing this holiday season. Seems an elementary school in Frisco, Texas, has banned Christmas trees and renamed its Christmas party the Winter Party. And listen to this. The kids can't even call Santa's helpers elves anymore. Then have to be known as undocumented little people. Okay. Well, times have changed, you know. Times are changing. According to a new survey, 21% of us now say happy holidays, compared to the 56% who say Feliz Navidad. So it's, you can see the change.
Beyonce released an album without anyone even knowing, and then Smash Mouth said, big deal, we've been doing that for like 10 years. Music news, it was just announced that Miley Cyrus will perform in Times Square to ring in 2014. Then the ball said, she's going to ride me, isn't she?
God, I knew it!
Jeez. Okay. 12/16/13. How... Where's John DiPietro? When we need him. All right, Kenny and Doug, it's 20 past the hour. This is a good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Morgan James, singer and Broadway actress, has just released her debut album, Morgan James Live. This album is a tribute to Nina Simone and was recorded live in New York City. We asked Morgan how she got the daring idea for a live debut record.
You know, I have to give credit where credit is due. Doug Morris over at Sony, who is one of my mentors, this was his idea. You know, we did not intend to release this as a record. You know, I planned it as a celebration of Nina Simone. Doug came to listen to the first night of us at Dizzy's, and he loved it. And he said, I want this to be a record. And I think the band I don't think they believed that they really were going to release it. They're like, really? They're really gonna release the Nina record? I said, yeah. One thing I'm really, really proud of is that, you know, we didn't kind of change the set or evolve it for recording purposes. And I will say, you know, there are no vocal fixes on the record, and it's very, very hard to do any sort of vocal fixing on anything live, because my voice is not only in my monitor, it's in my mic, it's in all the cat's mics, and it's in the mains. So I'm very proud that this is the way I sound, you know? And so I think that it's an interesting, perhaps unorthodox, but very good intro for people's ears, because this really is the way I sound. This is the way I interact with the band. This is the way I interact with the audience. And I was planning on doing that before we decided to record it. So I feel very much myself on this record.
Morgan James, vocalist and Broadway actress, speaking about her new debut CD, Morgan James Live. Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are here. Jennifer is not. Kenny and Doug are. It is Monday the 16th. We'll be joined by Henry Golis, who is our Christmas star of the day, in a few minutes. Has some nice Christmas music with some people working with him that you may enjoy. Meanwhile, we're all about the First Amendment, your expressions of feelings with regard to the Colorado shootings. Yes, it's Christmas time when we're all involved in Christmas music, going to buy Christmas presents, and yes, what's becoming an annual event, a shoot-up at a school. We were talking a lot last week, I actually wasn't, but a lot of people were, about Sandy Hook and the anniversary of that, and I think the news media doing its level best to screw with people's heads again. And so along comes this kid, 18 years old, in Colorado, and he shoots up the school. So is that what people are going to talk about today instead of talking about Christmas or other things that are going on? Yeah, to a point. So how about this for an approach? You want to let's see how much we can divert people's attention from Colorado, Sandy Hook, those things which we have no control over in reality, to whether or not there's an edict from Roger Ailes at Fox News to make everything younger. Sean Hannity's gray hair responsible for moving him to 10 o'clock from 9 o'clock. That's it. That's the big news today from Fox. Age discrimination. Listen to this. There was an age discrimination suit filed by a former Fox News employee that says Sean Hannity was among those employees who were caught up in the plan to get younger. As a story today in the Hollywood Reporter, which overviews the age discrimination suit connected to Fox News, said that we had a change because the target demo is 25 to 49, and so Fox orchestrated changes to become a younger organization, and that's why Hannity got moved to 10 o'clock in place of Mr. Hannity, the younger, more attractive Megyn Kelly. Is she younger? Yep. More attractive? I guess it depends on how you're looking at it. A lot of women think Sean's quite attractive. He's a good-looking guy. But did Sean complain? Nope. Sean's not into complaining because he gets the same pay. He just spent an hour less home with his family. But at any rate, he chooses to do the program live, whereas Bill O'Reilly doesn't. O'Reilly's show is taped, put together, sort of pieced together during the afternoon. And if you think he's live when he's doing that show, that's at 8 o'clock, I think, isn't it? Isn't O'Reilly on at 8? Pretty sure it is, yeah. Anyway, that's not a live show. That's all done in the studio during the course of the afternoon and put together. As are a lot of shows. As I just anecdotally threw that in because I thought it would be a good conversation piece. Somebody will hear that and they'll call Sean this afternoon. Hey, I heard Doug Steffen talking about blah, 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 blah. Probably never make it on the air. If the screeners are good, he'll never make it on the air, but sometimes people sneak through. Anyway, the essence of what's going on, I say that only because I found it interesting that we do have this society that is so hung up on age. We have created a monster, in a sense, the same as we've created monsters with these handheld devices that pretty much teach you how to think, or they don't even they think for you. And in the case of the Colorado shooting last Friday, how many people have news bulletins programmed into their iPhone? Raise your hands. Kenny, do you get news bulletins? Because you're in that business. You're in our business, my business, this business. So I'm guessing if something happened, do you get an alert that something is, you know?
Actually, no, I don't, because I'm at my computer so much that when I'm not, I don't want to know.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. And I think that is the correct approach. We're just so inundated with all this stuff, and most of it's bad news. You don't get a headline that says, Santa Claus to come to town early today. That's not a headline you're going to get. You're going to get a headline about a Colorado shooting. Headline about the budget fight going on in Washington. Right? Isn't that what you got? Mandela, maybe you got, when he died, you got that headline. How many of you have seen the headline about Senator McCain and Senator Murphy going to Ukraine over the weekend to join the 200,000 anti-government protesters demonstrating in the central square of Kiev? I was in Kiev. I remember this, but it was 97 probably when I was there. So what's that? 16 years ago. I'm sure it's changed a lot, but it was just becoming independent then when the old Soviet Union broke apart. And I was invited to come, and I remember the best hotel in town was the former KGB headquarters. And we I wonder if McCain slept on one of these beds. The KGB hotel had plywood beds with a mattress about 4 inches thick on them, and that was considered luxury in 1997 in Kiev. So, and this was just after Chernobyl, so that probably tells you when, if I don't remember, but if we look up Chernobyl and see when it took place, I was there about 4 or 5 months after that, and Chernobyl, 86? No, it wasn't. Was it 86 or 96? Was it 86? Evan's saying 86.
Yeah, it was 86 because it was before the fall of the Soviet Union.
Before the fall of the Soviet Union, okay. So it was, I was there in 96, then it would have been 96, so it was 10 years after. Well, for some reason in my mind, I'm thinking it was recent. But at any rate, the point is that McCain and Murphy go to participate on hand to support the crowd. You know the story, the protesters gaining steam. It started about a month ago. Announcement by the current president of Ukraine, Mr. Yanukovych. He's backing away from deepening ties with the European Union and instead wants to focus on a relationship with Russia. So McCain's there in the crowd in Kiev. And he's speaking to the crowd in English, which most Ukrainians don't understand. Anyway, he says, quote, "We are here because your peaceful process and peaceful protest is inspiring your country and inspiring the world. Ukraine will make Europe better, and Europe will make Ukraine better," said McCain. He also suggested the U.S. would take concrete action should the Ukrainian government crack down on demonstrators. What business is it of ours that the Ukrainians are protesting?
Yeah, isn't he supposed to be looking out for Arizona?
No, he's supposed to be in Washington worried about the budget. But there are a lot of Ukrainians in Arizona, maybe, you think?
I guess it's possible, but...
Oh, God, these guys. I voted for McCain. I generally like him. But come on, John. Let's get back to reality. The Pope, responding this weekend to conservative critics who have called him a Marxist, scratch conservative. Let's replace that as another misuse of the term conservative, giving conservatives a bad name. I don't want a bad name. I'm conservative. I don't want to be attached to any of this stuff. I'm conservative about fiscal matters, and that's the only place the conservative makes. What are you saving? Anyway, the Pope has been responsible for some pretty interesting comments lately, and so many right-wingers have called him a Marxist. Told an Italian newspaper that he's not a Marxist. The allegation doesn't offend him because even Marxists can be good people. Aha! There's the right answer, right? Smart! Marxists are good people, too. Marxists are good. The Pope denied reports that he would name a woman cardinal. I think that's a great idea. Don't you? A woman cardinal. Where is she going to come from, though? Don't you have to come up through the ranks of the church? There's no women priests, so where do you get a woman cardinal?
Yeah, that's going to take a lot of paperwork.
Anyway, the Pope says he's going to visit Israel, visit the Palestinian territories. Not too many Catholics in Israel. Actually, not too many Catholics in Palestine either. Right down to it. One of the Pope's critics has been Rush Limbaugh. Spoke out against the Pope for written comments the Pope made on the world economy. Limbaugh is not Catholic, said parts of the document were pure Marxism. You see, that's where it came from. Sandra Fluke is a Marxist. You think? She's Catholic, therefore she must be. So what is this going to do to the Catholic listeners? Now the Catholic's going to turn Limbaugh off? Sort of following along here. Anyway. Take a deep breath, Doug. Everybody.
Let's get some Christmas music.
Take a deep breath, right. We need a little Christmas right this very minute. We need a little Christmas now. Can I get up there, Evan?
Silver bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Soon it will be Christmas Day. All right, so let's get rid of the bags under your eyes. This is called a non sequitur. A bag or two under your eyes, probably got a bag or two under each eye. If you've been staying up late, working hard, you haven't been eating the right things, Christmas parties galore, whatever it is, you don't get bags under your eyes in short term. You get it long term. That is, you've lived a life that has somehow created the lack of blood flow, and that's really what this is, to the area under your eyes. So you got bags there, it's dark. Really not very attractive. So, along comes Christmas and the holiday season, and your time to get rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes. This year, the folks at Chamonix introduced Genucel Serum, developed from stem cell technology. Genucel, something you can use for a couple months. You get on it. Maybe you'll stay on it because your puffiness will go away. The bags around your eyes will go away. The crow's feet will go away. The small lines will go away. And if you stay on Genucel, they won't come back. Put it on your eyelids as well as on your cheekbones. This is a good gift for yourself. You want to take care of yourself. Good gift to give other people in your family, friends. An inexpensive, cool stocking stuffer that's amazing. Instantly. It goes to work. In the first 12 hours, you will see a difference. Gets better than that. This is the holiday season. You get a jar of the legendary Esotique face cream as a free gift. Call this number now to get directly to the manufacturer. Don't have middlemen involved. Don't have to go to the retail store. Just call 800-543-9262 and watch those ugly, puffy eyes of yours turn into beautiful, lovely, wonderful eyes almost overnight. 800-543-9262. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get express holiday shipping free. Guaranteed delivery of this wonderful new product for the bags, the good-looking, the way that you'll maintain your good looks using Genucel. Dial 800-543-9262. That's Genucel at 800-543-9262.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Hurry! Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Seven, you forgot about us last year. Were you ill on Christmas Day? Santa, you forgot about us last year.
No.
Or did your reindeer lose their way? Last Christmas, me and my sister waited for our toys, but all that came down the chimney was a lot of windy noise. Santa, you forgot about us last year.
No.
And I'm really glad you.
I have never heard this before in my life, but I love it. The Jordanaires with the original Christmas song, Santa, You Forgot About Me Last Year. They are just one of the several classic artists appearing on a collection called The Friends of... Right. Kevin, can we figure this out after the yell over? Very good, thank you. The Friends of Henry Golis wish you a Merry Christmas. Henry Golis is our Christmas star of the day, a longtime musician, producer, music publisher. He was responsible for hits like the Rooster Serenade. Wow. Henry, that goes back a few years, right?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. That's a few years ago, absolutely.
The Rooster Serenade. Yeah, you sound like a guy I used to do business with in New York who is he was a great ad salesman, a great pitchman. And you sound just like him. You and I have never talked before. Pleasure to have you here. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you. All right, so you have a musical production background, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in a musical family. My dad made a living as a musician for over 60 years.
Yeah.
And my uncles, you know, were in a couple bands, you know, growing up, and they wrote music. And, yeah, you could say I grew up in a musical family, sure.
All right. So I want to highlight this CD here for a couple of minutes. Also on the CD we're talking about, the Friends of Henry Golis Wish You a Merry Christmas, top 40 radio announcer named Dick Heatherton, was around when I was a kid, provides narration to a song, Christmas Lights. Evan, play a little of that, will you?
Early in the evening, just beyond the falling snow, ever oh so softly, Christmas lights begin to glow.
That sounds like the Jordanaires on that too.
Yeah, they're on every single track on the entire album.
Are they really? Did you do that purposely?
Yes,
Michael,
absolutely.
You did that, but you wanted the Jordanaires to be part of all of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they're attached to Blue Christmas with Elvis, and you know, a lot of Elvis's Christmas hits, and they were friends of mine anyway. So that's how I got the concept for the CD.
Really?
Everybody on there really are friends of mine. And,
well,
I decided, you know,
I just think that this is the coolest thing. So these things are available all over the place, music stores, downline. How do we download? How do you find them that way?
Well, They're everywhere. They're on Amazon, iTunes, Special Order, and Best Buy, FYE, wherever they sell music, Sears, Kmart, all over the world.
The friends of Henry Golis wish you a Merry Christmas. Man, I get this for a friend of mine to give for Christmas. There's a cut from it. It'll be a Merry Christmas performed by Val Martinez, part of the Four Seasons. Thank you, Henry.
Hanging bulbs up on the tree.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
As we draw closer to Christmas Day, the weather will once again become a factor. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Fair to say, millions of people across the country have had more than enough of this. The sound of a snowplow. That's a snowblower. And that's a shovel. Winter weather. And winter doesn't officially arrive until this Saturday, the 21st. Last week, into the weekend, the Midwest, the Southern Plains, the Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast all got hit with a wintry mess that included snow, sleet, freezing rain, and ice. Upstate New York, several inches of snow over the weekend there, and it was the wet, heavy kind.
And this stuff is all sloppy and heavy, so it's never easy to push this around.
Heavier. Makes it a little harder, but it's a nice workout.
Got a big driveway. Yeah, too big.
Oh, we hear you. And so, what's ahead? Here's meteorologist Rob Carroll.
A couple of fast-moving waves of low pressure originating in central Canada, otherwise known as Alberta Clippers, will bring some light snowfalls to portions of the Ohio River Valley and eventually the Northeast this week.
Let's see if we can be a bit more specific about what's on the way here. This a big storm?
Doesn't look to be a significant snowfall. About 1 to 3 inches today over parts of the Ohio River Valley. Inch or two possible over the northern mid-Atlantic, Pennsylvania, and southern New Jersey tonight.
In some cases, snow isn't a bad thing at all. Jeff Crowley is general manager of Mount Wachusett's in Massachusetts, which had a wonderful opening to its ski season this past weekend.
It's unreal to have this much cold weather followed by all this natural snow. It couldn't have worked out better.
As for holiday shopping, at the Burlington Mall in Burlington, Massachusetts, this guy said the weekend storm with a few inches of snow made it a much nicer shopping experience.
We were in a lot of the different stores and you really didn't feel like you were elbow to elbow with people. It was pretty comfortable, actually.
You know, most of us don't mind elbow to elbow when shopping. It's when other parts of the body get too close. That's when we mind. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
It's a new week on Wall Street after some modest gains last Friday. The Dow up 16 points, closing last week at 15,755. NASDAQ up a little more than 2 points. S&P basically flat. Nelson Mandela is at rest following his burial in his hometown. Thousands of dignitaries, celebrities, and family members attended the funeral ceremonies in Kounou, South Africa yesterday. The burial marked the end of an unprecedented 10-day tribute to the South African icon. Business at the box office over the weekend.
The world will burn.
What are you talking about?
Yes, what are you talking about? The Hobbit, the Desolation of Smaug, made a smorgasbord of its competition, bringing in $73 million in its debut weekend, number one in theaters. Closing notes, we refer you to another movie.
Listen to my voice. You need to focus. I'm losing visual of you.
This is a scene from Gravity. Chances are astronauts aboard the International Space Station will not be thinking about this film while preparing for possible spacewalks to repair a failed cooling system on the station. NASA maintains the six-member crew is not in any danger and that engineers are still looking for other options to fix the faulty valve. Elsewhere along the final frontier. A Chinese spacecraft is on the moon. It happened this past Saturday, with officials in China reporting a successful soft landing of an unmanned probe that is carrying a solar-powered rover called Jade Rabbit, the rover to dig and conduct geological surveys. China's ambitious space program includes building a functioning space station by the year 2020 and sending a human to the moon after that. And how about this? A monkey is back on Earth safe and sound after Iran launched it into space. The president of Iran made the announcement on Twitter that the animal named Fargum returned safely. Fargum can now go back to its full-time job of enriching uranium. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.